Corey Mahaffey joins us, president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation. And earlier this week, a joint meeting was held with the city council, and something that happens annually. But how important are these meetings, Corey?
Yeah, I think these, Bob, these meetings are really important to have. As you know, we do this annually, and we do this with other groups in our partner counties as well. But particularly with the city council here in Moberly, typically Brian and the city council invite other department heads as well. So Mary and Tom and others are there. And so it's really a good opportunity for us to talk not just about economic development activities, but also about the projects the city has going on. And obviously the projects that that Mary and Tom specifically are involved in are very important to economic development. And gaining an understanding of what projects they're looking at in the future helps us as well as we're looking at our projects, because as you know, oftentimes economic development projects have a tendency to also bring along with it community development block grant programs and EDA programs and those types of things. So I know that you all have covered that at the city council meetings with some projects that we have going on now. And so we try to be sensitive to that in our projects, knowing what the city's working on, so that when we have access to those funds to help offset costs for our partner communities and counties, that we're doing our best to take advantage of those opportunities.
So what were you able to pass along to the council earlier this week? I know you probably updated them on some of the things you're working on.
Sure. So we talked a lot about projects. Obviously, they like to ask questions about those and get some updates on where we stand on some of the projects. And so we did specifically talk about some of those. But also, we talked a little bit about some of the other things that we have going on in the office in support of our local businesses in the area. We talked a little bit about our employer roundtable and some of the meetings that we've had recently there and some work that's going on with the Moberly School District. So we talked a little bit about those types of things. We talked about our training consortium and some of the work that's being done there with MACC and our partnership with Brandy and her group at the EBDC. We talked about some potential new classes that could be available to support our employers. And so those are the types of things. We talked about some legislative things that we've been working on with our local legislators, not only on our own in economic development, but also with Mary at the city on some infrastructure related things. And so just keeping the council up to date on things that they see monthly in our reports, but providing them more information and keeping them up to date on what's going on. And then again, learning what the city's up to as well.
And it's important to have that open line of communication, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is important to make sure that we're answering all of their questions that they have. You know, I mentioned we provide reports monthly to the council of our activity and to, frankly, all of our partner communities. But, you know, reading a report doesn't sometimes fill in all the blanks in terms of some of the background information. And so it is good to get together regularly and discuss those things and answer questions and make sure that everybody's on the same page.
All right, let me ask you, you got some stuff going on in your office too, don't you?
We do, yeah. We just started, a couple of weeks ago now, a expansion remodel project, I would call it, in the office. And so I think most of the listeners know we have partnered with the University of Missouri to bring back the Small Business Technology Development Center position that we had a few years ago at MACC. It is now in partnership with MAEDC, so it's actually a Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation employee. We've combined that now, as you know, with a PTAC position, so government procurement. So our person is actually working on both of those. And so as a part of that, we needed to do a couple of things in the office. We need more office space, obviously, and so that's part of this renovation. But we also needed to expand our boardroom. So our boardroom now will function both as a boardroom for our board meetings and other meetings. We have site consultants and others that come in, but will also be a training room for our small business technology and PTAC opportunities. And so we'll have a number of training sessions in that as well. So we're doing a number of different things there. I think most people probably don't know we have a little over 5,000 feet or right at 5,000 feet in our building, and we were only using approximately half of that. So in essence, what we're doing is expanding into space that's already there in the building and remodeling that space to suit those needs.
All right, and if folks want to follow the construction, they can follow you on Facebook and Twitter, and know you're working locally too, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, and of course we did a bid process, obviously, as we need to do, and we did that with our industrial club members. We have, I believe it's 7 general contractors that are industrial club members, and so we got those numbers back, and we were able to choose a local contractor, L&J Development. And so we are posting pictures almost every day on Facebook, on the MADC account, and then sharing those out. So if people want to follow the progress, they can see some of those things. So it's been interesting. I get a lot of comments. I was down at Shady's last night for dinner and got comments from folks that were in there about those pictures. And so it's interesting to know that people are following that.
All right. When's it going to wrap up, do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll be probably about an 8-week process from here. We were somewhere in the 10 weeks. We did find some additional structural work that needed to be done to the building while we were working on this project. So we probably spent another 4 or 5 days on structural work that really wasn't part of the original contract. And so we'll probably be looking at a 10 to 11 week process. But we're anxious to get that done, to get moved into that new space. And Ryan's chomping at the bit to start his training sessions in our new training facility.
So are you working on a bunch of projects right now, even with the construction going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been in and out. And, of course, as folks know that have lived through this, it's kind of interesting when the Sawzalls are running in the back. And so you've probably seen some of our Facebook posts about that. Or Ryan and I had a conference call with a prospect last week, and so we actually sat out in the truck in front of the offices and got on the conference call just so we could have quiet in the background while we were on the conference call with the prospect. So we've been fortunate the city's allowing us to use some space in the old municipal court for our board meetings. Megan at the chamber has been gracious enough to provide a space for us as well if we need that. And we have several other partners in the community, Dean Miller and others, that have offered space to us, not only for office space, but for meeting space. And so we're living through construction. There are days that are better than others, as you know, if you've been through that process. But we're excited to see the progress and excited to get the project done.
Is this a good time to be involved in economic development? Are a lot of good things happening in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great announcements in the state, lots of great projects going on. I believe the activity level's really picked up. I get this question quite a bit. And honestly, no matter your feelings of the election last year, once the election took place, it really broke loose a lot of investment opportunities. Some of these projects, as you know, Bob, we've been working for 8, 9, 10 years, literally, projects on again, off again, on again, off again. And so this is it's great to see some of this activity moving forward again. And I get the impression, you know, of talking to local bankers and others that are in this industry, that they're seeing more activity as well. I know talking with some of the local realtors, we're seeing more housings, you know, more houses closing, more businesses closing, commercial properties closing. And so we're excited to hear all that. We know that that's an important piece for our taxing jurisdictions. You know, we've been at some council meetings recently where there's been some new housing developments that have been approved. And so we're excited to see some of those coming online. So, yes, I think overall there's a lot of great things happening in Moberly and Randolph County and in the MAEDC region as a whole.
All right, Corey Mahaffey, president of MAEDC. He's joined us today on Quicksand this morning.